Our first reading today is the very dramatic story of Abraham being asked by God to sacrifice his son Isaac. It is a story, of course, about faith, and St. Paul speaks about this episode in his letter to the Galatians, where he says in chapter 3, "Thus Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Realize then that it is those who have faith who are children of Abraham." Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God in probably the greatest human test that anyone could ever devise. God asked Abraham to sacrifice his own son, his only son, the one whom he and his wife had longed for and prayed for and waited for all of their long married life together. There's something that this dramatic story has to teach us, something at the very heart of who we are as God's people. So I'd like to go through it now and see what God may be saying to us this evening. The passage opens by saying, God put Abraham to the test. He called to him Abraham. Pope Francis wrote in his first encyclical, Lumen Fidei, The Light of Faith, back in 2013, something disturbing takes place in Abraham's life. God speaks to him. He reveals himself as a God who speaks and calls his name. Faith is linked to hearing. Abraham does not see God, but hears his voice. Faith is our response to a word which engages us personally, to a thou who calls us by name. We do have to remember the importance of listening to God's voice and listening for God's voice in our everyday lives. The sacred scriptures are the first and most obvious place to start. They are God's inspired word written to the people whom he loves. And for us Catholics, hearing the word of God proclaimed here in the sacred liturgy has a special primacy. Parishioners will comment to me or to Father William or Deacon Dan from time to time after Mass, saying they felt like God was speaking to them directly in a homily or in one of the readings at Mass, speaking to just what was going on in their lives at that very time. God does speak to us. The next thing to notice about this Old Testament story is Abraham's response to God's voice and his command. Put in that position, you and I might be inclined to respond by saying something like, "Excuse me, you want me to do what?" Abraham is remembered and revered as our father in faith because he didn't balk, he didn't seem to hesitate at God's command. The only thing we know from the scripture is what the very next verse tells us, which is actually omitted from this reading. It says, "Early the next morning, Abraham saddled his donkey, took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac, and after cutting the wood for the burnt offering, set out for the place of which God had told him." We don't know what might have been going on in Abraham's heart or turning around in his mind, but the bottom line is that he trusted God. He believed that God, in his infinite mercy and wisdom, far beyond our own, had a good reason for asking him to do what he was asking him to do. And he further believed that this God, who had brought life from the barren womb of Sarah, could also bring life back to his son somehow. That last part was, of course, a foreshadowing of Christ, God's own son, sacrificed and brought back to life. With the death of Christ, which we commemorated beautifully by following the way of the cross together last night, God showed how he would not withhold anything, even he who was most precious to him, his son, in the covenant he has made with his people. As St. Paul proclaims in our second reading today from his letter to the Romans, "He who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all, how will he not also give us everything else along with him?" Abraham is our father in faith because in his devotion to God, he did not withhold anything, even that which was most precious to him, his son. In this season of Lent, you and I are led to examine our consciences and ask whether there might be anything we are withholding from God and from his Son, Jesus Christ. Is there any part of my life about which I may be saying to God, this is mine, this is not for you to interfere? There can be many answers to that question. Some of the teachings of our Catholic Church, which we do believe is God speaking to us through Christ, may seem too demanding for us, such that we might be tempted to say in our hearts, God is asking too much of me here. I would rather do things my way. I don't want to give this up. Faith is not always easy. Now, the last thing to note in this story about Abraham is what happens when he does submit himself completely to the will of God. God, of course, stopped Abraham from sacrificing his son, which he knew he would. And God's messenger said to Abraham, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you acted as you did in not withholding from me your beloved son, I will bless you abundantly. God then provided another way. And because Abraham was faithful, that other way became apparent. We hear in the text that there was a ram caught by its horns in a thicket, and it became the sacrifice. So many times when we are asked by God to do something difficult, we might feel like there's no way out. We can't see the way forward. But there is a way, and God is ready to open it for us. But he needs us to have faith in his divine providence. There's a simple old saying that can be so difficult for us to follow. Let go and let God. George Weigel writes in his book, Roman Pilgrimage, of which I've told you before, Jesus does not trade miracles for faith. In the New Testament, faith precedes every miraculous cure. Attention to the words of the Lord precedes the miraculous feeding of the multitude. The centurion's act of faith comes before the cure of his servant. Martha's confession of faith precedes the raising of her brother Lazarus. Faith leads to the unexpected and the miraculous. My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the Eucharist today and every day, we are also asked to have faith in the miracle that will take place on this altar. Here, the body and blood of Jesus, as he says, is made truly present through the mystery of his cross and resurrection. If we participate with genuine devotion, not withholding the full assent of our minds and hearts, we will experience the transforming power of God's grace in the Eucharist. Like Abraham, we will find ourselves abundantly blessed.